W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hey there, welcome in. Hope you're having a good Friday, everybody. Hi, if you're watching on YouTube. No live streaming this week.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yep. Sorry, Facebook.
Fuck that noise.
You don't get us for free. We'll share it on Facebook where you can find it. But yeah. It's all that. Got a lot to get to today. Not as long as the Wednesday show. Went a little long with that one, but you know, when you're going through a rally, you get stuff to get to. Coming up on the show today, we've got an update on Eddie Van Halen's health. Someone who is in fact not McLovin, and we've got a couple of local stories from around the Sacramento area that are indeed WTH worthy. What the hell?
What the hell?
All those things. If you haven't caught the shows on YouTube, now the ones that were live on Facebook, we've got sort of 7:35, I think.
Yeah.
Uploaded them to YouTube. There's a playlist for the WTH podcast on the Darling New Media YouTube channel. And have a video open to the show, so it's not just us sitting here with our thumbs in our noses while the open plays.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll enjoy it. There's a photo of you on a swing, Jason.
Oh, is it my?
I went to Facebook to go ahead and find interesting photos of all of us. And let me see if I can call it up here so you guys can see it. Do. Oh, page is unavailable. Okay, so that's not what the URL is. Apparently not it.
Not it.
Let me just see if I can find. Oh, there it is. There's the channel.
Boom.
Yeah, easy enough to find.
Boom.
To find. So real quick, I'll just play this for you guys here in the room so you can see it. We won't
W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Okay, so that's what it looks like. Thought you'd enjoy that. It's fun, whimsical pictures of all of us.
Yeah, no, that's one of my most liked pictures on Facebook, I believe.
Yeah. So go and check that out if you haven't had a chance to watch it. That's where the shows are going to be in video format anyway, as far as...
That's before I had any kids. Also, that's why I look so happy.
That's why your eyes were bright and sparkly and you had a big grin.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So we're going to let that settle for a little chit chat. So little open for the show. Kareem was doing a group Halloween costume. I had to crop him out.
Yeah. Well, and like he was like a half ass Halloween costume.
Well, that's what makes it great.
I was at CrackerCon. Thank you very much.
CrackerCon? What?
CrackerCon?
CrackerCon.
I thought you'd be staying as far away from CrackerCon as you could.
Anyway, so check that out. By the way, while you're cruising around on the internet, I know you probably download the show from iTunes. You never need to go to our website, but please go ahead and do it if you're going to shop Amazon. Hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com or NateDarlingShow.com if you prefer that one. It's the exact same place. Trust me. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. So please and thank you on that one. There's also a Shop Target tab there as well, where you can get through to your friends at Target. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's about a 3-second delay on your normal online shopping, but if you could do that, that would be really awesome.
Nice.
Tell a friend about the show. So
just do it.
Help us out.
All right, let's get to the nonsense around the greater Sacramento area, and I say greater in quotes. This from El Dorado Hills. El Dorado Hills, which there are hills there.
Supposed to be where the ritzy white people live.
It's a lot of white people.
EDHN.
A family there woke up to a burglar, and it's not just that he was a burglar that sort of was odd.
Bra and panties.
Yeah, I heard the description, and I was absolutely shocked.
Tonight, that bizarre burglary suspect is under arrest. CBS 13's Rick Boone is live in El Dorado Hills, and he spoke with the victims in an interview you saw first on CBS 13. Rick.
That's right, Steve. This is a story that clothing is optional. You know, there's a lot of residents here in the area. They're a little bit on edge right now as for what happened during this rude awakening, because this morning was a little bit crazy. So now they're really wondering what's going to happen come the later hours of this night.
A prowler on the run leaving an El Dorado Hills home in the early Saturday morning hours. Surveillance video captured this man running through yards after entering a house. And oh yeah, he's wearing just a bra and panties.
There was this huge hog in front of me.
I was coming down to feed my son and make a bottle for him. And halfway down the landing, I was noticed that there was a light turning on in our automatic lighting.
Matthew says it's likely the suspect changed into the lingerie in his downstairs bathroom. But he startled the prowler, who then ran out of the garage door, leaving behind his clothes and ID.
He came out the door and then ran past my sister, who had pulled up. Wearing nothing but a bra and underwear.
Matthew and several neighbors tried chasing the suspect, but this lightly clothed burglar gave them the slip.
Okay, the girl who said her sister pulled up and just wearing a bra and panties.
Yeah.
Learn how to speak, people. I understand that it's a challenge, but...
How did you not catch a man in bra and panties? It looked like he had on some heels running away.
Well, I don't know, man. This...
Or did they really want to get?
Well, I mean, like,
and I was absolutely shocked.
This all happened while Matthew's wife and two children were sleeping upstairs. The homeowners are thankful for their hungry baby, who, if he didn't wake them up, they feared to think what the burglar could have done. The chase was finally over within a couple of hours when deputies finally caught up with the suspect. His outfit was gone, found only wearing boxers and white socks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there has to be something else going on. Like, that is just way too random and way too strange. Like, the fact that she said that her sister just pulled up.
In the middle of the night. It's weird.
Doesn't that add, like, another, like, that adds, like, an additional layer to things for me?
It's very strange.
Like, I'm not saying, I don't know, like.
But, I mean, you know what it's like when you wake up in the middle of the night to get, well, maybe you don't, because your wife breastfeeds.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Seriously.
Anyway, I know what it's like to wake up at 3 a.m. to go make a bottle, and you're groggy and you're angry.
I've woken up at 3 a.m. like to make, like, my daughter's crying. Like,
sure.
You know.
And then your wife latches her on, and you roll over and go back to sleep.
No, the other one.
Gotcha.
The other one. The other one's been having some rough nights. Like, okay.
He wakes up to that sound, and he's like, oh, damn it, I thought she was trying to give me some.
No.
Beta male!
No, I've never, ever thought that.
Meanwhile...
I've never thought a crying baby was...
Meanwhile, in downtown Sacramento, headline from the Sacramento Bee, man found masturbating in California tax building, raising security questions. A man was discovered masturbating in a women's restroom in the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration building on Wednesday of last week, according to an email circulated among employees. An employee discovered the man sitting on the toilet pleasuring himself in the late afternoon. Now, according to the email, Business Taxes Administrator Thomas Gates sent to employees Thursday morning. The incident raises questions about security in the building on N Street, which has security guards, badge scanners, and heavy glass partitions in its entryway. Now, the man, who was wearing a San Francisco Giants baseball hat, didn't work in the building, according to a follow-up email. It's wasn't clear how he got in, but camera footage showed him leaving. It's unfortunate timing that allowed him to access the building, he wrote in a follow-up email. The email said managers were filing an incident report and had contacted the California Highway Patrol. A spokeswoman said Thursday the agency was gathering information on the incident. Here's the information. Dude was in the ladies' room beating it.
Yeah, he piggybacked on somebody and got into the building.
Who
peeped through the stall to see it?
Well, I'm guessing if you're a lady and you're walking through the ladies' room and you see men's feet and hear that, you're probably going to be like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Who's wearing the size 12 Pumas? Thanks. Appreciate that. Meanwhile, nowhere in the Sacramento area are you safe from perverts, apparently.
Hopefully he washed his hands afterwards. Because that would be the most disturbing thing to me if I have been in the women's restroom, is if I heard that and then I didn't hear the hand washing.
Well, he still had the jizz hands all over all the locks then.
I don't care.
Those don't count.
Well, it was just a joke about washing hands.
Oh, I see.
You know, people.
It was funny.
In the bathroom.
It's hilarious.
Because how crazy would it be?
I keep it very.
They're masturbating instead of just pooping. That's even grosser.
I'd be more worried about shooting arcing loads somewhere.
Oh, well, that's going to happen.
Like hitting the wall or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Pooling on top of the toilet paper dispenser.
Maybe he has a small little one.
It's that bad times.
Doesn't have to be in or out. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, your dick can either, never mind. your dick's either, it's either a dropper or it's a forward pointing one. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying not to know.
I'm not really sure what you're talking about, so I'm going to move right forward.
Like having a shower or a grower.
Oh, okay.
You get it? Like some people just have showers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So they just hang naturally down.
Uh
huh. Get the fuck out of here.
So you're saying someone's erection isn't actually erect?
Or maybe when it is erect, he just has a micro one too.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Man, listen, every time I go to the bathroom, I have to worry about worrying about my dick hitting the fucking white porcelain, and that fucking sucks.
Is it because you're sitting down to pee?
No, because I want to take a shit.
Man.
You know, to be fair, I have started sitting down to pee when I'm at home simply because it's quieter. And I don't have to worry about waking up one of the kids.
Oh, that
shit echoes.
Sure. Maybe close the door. Meanwhile, Eddie Van Halen is ill, and he got a visit from his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli. He's suffering from an unconfirmed, I don't know if it's confirmed or not. Sources tell gossip writer AJ Benza, remember that guy, that Van Halen has gotten some visits from his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, who split with the 64-year-old rocker back in 2002 after 21 years of marriage. Sources say she jumped at the chance to see if there was something she could do to make his days any easier. She's just that type of warm, loving, and compassionate person, a source told said about Bertinelli, who wed financial planner Tom Vitale in 2011. When she and Eddie were together, she was always cleaning him up, straightening his tie, or helping him comb his hair. That's the way she is, and I think she still feels that Eddie needs that now. Now, former frontman David Lee Roth recently claimed in a radio interview Van Halen was near death, possibly battling a return of tongue cancer that almost killed him in 2000. Now, according to TMZ, Eddie has been flying between the U.S. and Germany to get treatment for throat cancer, and they've learned that he's been doing it very quietly not just recently, but for several years. As for how he developed the cancer, TMZ's told that he believes it's from a metal guitar pick that he used for more than 20 years ago. It seems Eddie would cradle the pick in his mouth, and he's been told that, that could have well been the source of the cancer. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what type of metal was it? But he was a heavy smoker back in 2000, shortly after.
Fuck, man, come on. Right?
It was the metal guitar pick, not the three packs a day you were smoking.
Yeah.
Back in 2000, shortly after he was diagnosed, doctors removed around a third of his tongue. Eddie was diagnosed nearly 20 years ago. Now, sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ that over the years, there have been times some of the cancer cells migrated down to his throat, and doctors would then scrape them out. Ew. Sources say Eddie has flown to Germany for 5 years to get radiation treatment, and for the most part, it's worked. Keep the disease in check. As for his current condition, there's lots of rumors, but people who know him say he seems to be doing okay, at least on the surface. So fingers crossed for Eddie Van Halen, because that sucks.
Yes.
Why didn't he just say that he got it from eating pussy? There's definitely...
Because no one believed Michael Douglas, and no one's going to believe Eddie Van Halen when he says the same thing. I mean,
like I said, then what kind of rancid ass pussy was he eating that he got throat cancer?
Well, the HPV virus.
Yeah,
that's how you can get it. Yeah,
it's just out there.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, remember Superbad?
Yeah.
I am McLovin. Well. This idiot, an underage collegian who was caught drinking booze in an Iowa bar, is facing a phony ID charge after cops reportedly spotted a fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin in his wallet. During a 12:30 a.m. check at the airliner bar in Iowa City, cops questioned Daniel Burleson, who had an alcoholic drink in his hand. Burleson, who's 20, admitted he was enjoying a mixed drink containing vodka. Now, after the University of Iowa business student was escorted from the premises, he gave police his ID, which showed he was under 21. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you catch Eddie Van Halen's throat cancer?
I did.
Okay. When cops then asked Burleson for his fake ID, he denied having one. He then took out his wallet and began shuffling through it. That's when police could see the fake Hawaiian ID with the name McLovin and a June 1981 date of birth. That they sell those at Spencer's.
Yep.
Yes.
They sell those. That's not a fake ID. That's a novelty item.
It's a novelty item.
Anyway, he told officers he got the ID off of Amazon. Cops then actually contacted police dispatch, which ran a query of the ID, which returned no results. The complaint does not indicate whether the officers were aware of Superbad.
Oh my
God. They ran McLovin. They literally ran McLovin. Hey, I got a license for you to run. It says McLovin. No, just McLovin. It's a Hawaii ID.
Stupid ass cops.
Burleson reportedly smelled the booze and had slurred speech and bloodshot eyes, charged with the possession of a fake ID. By the way, that's bullshit. And public intoxication, both misdemeanors, also cited for minor in possession of alcohol and being in a bar while underage. He was booked from the county jail and then released at 9 a.m. the next morning.
Man, fuck that shit.
Right?
The fucking establishment needs to get fucking fined for that shit. Like... Dude, he was able to get a fucking drink with a novelty ID, like with a novelty prank. Like it's a novelty gift. Like you get that for your, like, it's ridiculous.
All right. Yeah. So here they are. You can get it on eBay for $249. You can get it from Etsy for $449. You can get it from Amazon for $399. You can do get a McLovin driver's license with your photo.
Cosology.
For $9. But clearly, and I've seen them at Spencer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For years. Apparently they don't have those in Iowa. I don't know.
But I mean, get the fuck out of here. I mean, that's just so fucked. It's one of the situations where the problem's not the person that had the alcohol. Well, it's a place serving the alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the problem. And being, tag him for being drunk in public and drinking. But that is not a fake ID.
That's not a fake ID.
That is not a legit fake ID because you had a McLovin prop.
And that place should be fined fucking to the fullest extent of the law.
Thanks, narc.
No, fuck them, dude. Like, for not doing the right fucking thing, man. I'm not being a fucking narc. Like, that is part of being a legitimate fucking business is that you check IDs and you don't fucking serve underage people. Like, that's
why they do stings. They're going to keep that McLovin ID and do a sting next week. Yes.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, Florida kook, 71, gets 30 days in jail for a water pistol attack on female neighbor. That's right, an elderly Florida kook. This is from The Smoking Gun, by the way. I did not write this. Who used a water pistol filled with his own urine to squirt a female neighbor in the face has been convicted of battery, but will only serve a month in jail for the attack. Now, Joel Benjamin, who's 71, entered a no-contest plea to the misdemeanor charge during an appearance last Thursday in circuit court. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and a one-year probation term that will start when he gets out of the Pinellas County Jail. Benjamin was also fined about $1,000 in order to have no contact with a 50-year-old victim who was attacked in mid-April while walking her dog one evening outside the Gulfport housing complex where they both live. As detailed in the criminal complaint, Benjamin approached the woman and pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine and then squirted hers several times. In an interview with The Smoking Gun days after his arrest, he admitted, quote, "I lost my fucking temper and I shot her in the face with my squirt gun filled with piss," end quote. Nice. Describing the attack as an egregious thing to do, he claimed he targeted the woman because she had been spying on him as part of a purported government surveillance campaign. Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and take him from the jail to the crazy house.
During police questioning, he showed no remorse, saying that he would do it again. That's according to the complaint. So.
Oh, man. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I thought her dog had shit on his lawn or something.
No, he's just crazy.
Yes.
The headline was in fact correct. Florida kook. And also, you know, we don't have just bad news from Florida. This one's kind of a fun story.
Is Ann Sterling going to talk to me? Because I want her to talk to me.
She's going
to
talk to you.
What'd you want to be when you were a child, and were you able to make the dream come true?
Well, listen to this. One to custom man. It's proof you can juggle two different dreams at one time. WPTV News Channel 5's Lana Quillen introduces us to Dr. Yeah. Jimmy Golden Boy McDowell, the wrestler dentist. It's new at 6.
By day, Dr. Jimmy McDowell runs his dental office in Tequesta. But by night, he runs circles around his opponents in the wrestling ring.
I fix teeth by day and I knock them out at night.
The 58-year-old has juggled this double life for 30 years.
You can have your dreams fulfilled at any age.
He trained in wrestling through college, but chose the path to dental school.
When I was 6 years old, everybody knew, and I always said I wanted to be a dentist.
When he opened his practice in Florida, one of the hottest markets for wrestling, he couldn't resist.
It was in my blood.
After years in the ring, he recently won his highest honor, heavyweight champion for the Allied Independent Wrestling Federations. Now he's getting challenges from across the country and the world.
And I've been asked to go to Australia, Japan, Toronto, and London. I'm still 5 days a week in the dental office. I do travel dentistry also.
That's why you'll find his wrestling gear in the office in case he's called for a match.
I just wish him a lot of luck. You need something else to help fill the time.
His robes are handmade by one of his dental assistants.
Very, very excited for him.
He hopes to show others that life is exactly what you make it.
Whatever your ultimate goal and dream, you can still live it today.
When Dr. McDowell leaves his office, he even takes his dental gear with him. After all, you never know when a tooth might get knocked out in the ring. Reporting into Cuesta, Alana Quillen, WPTV News Channel 5.
There you go.
You think he's superstar Billy Graham?
He has a little bit of a look like that, although much, much smaller. Probably much fewer steroids. Just saying.
Do you know who that is?
No. I was going to say that he was a poor man's Ric Flair.
Superstar Billy Graham is the guy that Hulk Hogan ripped off for his look. and everything. So
no idea.
Yeah. Every now and then we find a fun Florida story.
Yes.
They can, they can all be that. So how do we make up for it? Well, we go to Indiana, where police in Columbus, Indiana arrested an Edinburgh woman at Walmart. It's probably pronounced Edinburgh if you're in Indiana. After they say she burned price tags off of merchandise. Officers went to the Walmart on Whitfield Drive at around 5 p.m. on a Sunday because employees called them about a woman burning off price tags with a butane torch and then putting the merchandise in a bag.
How did she not think that they were going to
smell it? Do you smell? I smell some burning plastic. Do you smell some burning plastic somewhere?
And butane?
A cloud of smoke over here. Nothing suspicious.
Yeah, nothing's just a lady lighting stuff on fire throughout the Walmart. Police say the woman, later identified as 34-year-old Jennifer Durbin, attempted to leave the store with unpaid merchandise, but was stopped by store security and CPD. After officers handcuffed her, CPD said she attempted to kick and headbutt the officers because she's nice. They took her to the Bartholomew County Jail. She faces preliminary charges of theft with a prior conviction, that's a level 6 felony, and resisting law enforcement, which is a class A misdemeanor. The stolen merchandise was valued at over $100, and it was returned to Walmart. So I guess happy ending?
Yeah.
I would have never thought, you know what we should do? We should burn the price tags off. They'll never catch us.
No.
They will never catch us if we do that. All right. We're gonna get out of here right on time with a 30-minute show. How about that?
Damn,
how about
son.
That for your Friday? What?
Yeah.
On time.
Don't get too happy too quick.
I was a little too excited about that. I'm sorry. It's a little too excited about that.
Yeah, I talked a lot in the last episode.
There. Turn that off and wrap it up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, we go to upstate New York and way upstate, Plattsburgh, New York, like a half hour from the Canadian border. It's a story about apple picking. And by the way, is there a new favorite apple in the North Country? That is the story. We go to my NBC5 in Plattsburgh for the story.
We're basically picking apples.
St. Agnes first grader Charlie Farrell in his class visiting Banker's Orchard Friday morning.
They love this field trip. They love to run around and taste the apples fresh off the trees.
Where there's a wide variety of apples to choose
no!
from.
No!
We have McIntosh, Cortland's, McCowan.
While the McIntosh
wash it first.
Be popular in the North Country.
A lot of people in this area still like to cook, and McIntosh is your number one cooking apple.
There is a new challenger fighting to be the best apple.
Honeycrisp, the number one favorite.
You heard that right. Move aside, McIntosh. Honeycrisp is the new number one in the eyes of owner Nina Sullivan.
They are a beautiful, beautiful hard apple that is sweet, but yet a little tart.
The Honeycrisp absolutely had the crisp, but with the right amount of sweetness and juice that went with it, it was like the best apple I've ever had.
Bonnie Winthrop, originally from California, just moved to the North Country a few months ago, where she's still enjoying the sights and flavors for the first time.
Pure joy.
Wait till winter hits.
Absolutely. I feel incredibly blessed, and I cannot believe that I'm even here.
Whether it's McIntosh or Honeycrisp, one thing remains true with Charlie.
I like all of the apples.
In Plattsburgh, Josh
McKinney, I don't care,
NBC
kid.
5 News.
Kid, you can go bite one.
Likes all the apples. Oh.
You don't have enough of a palate to really be a good judge.
Right.
I like all the apples. You haven't even had 5 of the apples, little bitch.
All right. I'm curious where Bonnie came from because she can't believe she's there now. Wait until winter really hits.
Well, yeah. And like, I think like, I guess not everybody has, like, is, I lived in San Diego where they have Julian, which has a apple festival every year.
Uh-huh.
It's very similar to Apple Hill here in Sacramento up in the hills. So I feel like if she was anywhere in California, like, she was just lazy. It didn't go to, like, where they have apples.
Well, I mean, if you're from LA or San Francisco and you get up to, you know, the North Country of New York and it's all quiet and there's you don't hear a lot of traffic. I mean, yeah, there's going to be that nice thing.
Good riddance.
But wait until January Wait until the third week in a row where it hasn't gotten above zero.
Yeah.
Then come tell me how excited you are to be there. You'll be writing into the Press Republican just, about your street.
I'm just glad that she's not here in California anymore. Because obviously she didn't like it. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. It's such a God blessing, God send that I'm here now and not in California. Good. We didn't want you here.
Good luck to you, Charlie Farrell, you little Apple aficionado. So fun story, sort of related. I never see Macintosh apples out here in California. I have never seen them. I've been here for 12 and a half years. Never seen them until last week at the Nugget in West Sac. They had a bunch of Macintosh apples. I'm like, yeah. So I got four of them.
Cool.
I wouldn't have mentioned that except for the story.
Yeah, well, Macintoshes are horrible, man.
How dare you, you son of a bitch.
You just need to have a Honeycrisp.
You dirty son of a bitch.
If you have a choice between a Macintosh and a Honeycrisp, just get the Honeycrisp, bro.
Well, sure, because if you want to pay twice as much for the same fucking apple.
No, Macintosh don't have the same, no.
I'll take a Golden Delicious.
Man, oh, you know what they had? You know what they had at the
Hot Apple Talk.
No, yeah, Hot Apple Talk. They had apple pears at the store the other day. Those are fucking dope. They're so amazing.
All right, well, that's exciting. Take that apple, hot apple talk into your weekend with you. And
this has been Apple Talk.
Apple Talk, hot apple talk. New fresh apple talk podcast with Charlie Farrell. I like all the apples.
Get out of here, Charlie. You gotta have one. You gotta have one favorite.
And by the way, you can eat them right off the tree if they don't spray the trees with pesticides. You just rub them on your shirt.
Yeah.
Where do they not use pesticides?
Beta male.
Organic farms?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. They still use pesticides, just not the ones that they talk about.
So you,
I guarantee I know this for a fact. Mm. They all use it.
So you telling me that lady is letting little kids eat poison apples?
Oh, she doesn't give a fuck.
Yes, she does.
No, she
does.
By the way, this is all a bunch of goddamn nonsense. You breathe on the apple a little bit, you rub it on your shirt, and you eat it like a man.
That's right, God damn it.
Yeah, are you less of a man than little Charlie Farrell?
He is.
And Charlie likes all the goddamn apples.
Man, fuck, dude, I'll eat a fucking apple after it's been in somebody's ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm just stirring the pot.
Those liberal Bay Area tendencies you have. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Back on Monday. We've got grievances for you. You're going to love them. Or else. Bye.